I guess what caught my eye is like you're sponsoring this, right?
Yes.
So you're betting pretty heavily on Nate, and it helps you.
Well, we're here every year, so a lot of the upstream companies, so upstream oil and gas companies, are here. So a lot of our customers are here. A lot of prospects are here. So it's a good show for us to be at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mainly, what do you do?
So first of all, I'm personally,
yeah,
I'm the chief marketing officer for Quorum.
Okay.
So yeah. So and my name is Olivier Thierry. So it's a French name. So people call me OT.
OT.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I work for a company called Quorum Software, and Quorum Software specializes in accounting, financial, operations, transactions software for every aspect of the energy value chain. When you look inside, you see that picture?
Yeah.
So that's the energy value chain, and everything from exploration to getting product out of the ground, production operations, all the way through to getting that to the midstream folks,
yes,
so they could transform it into different gas, like butane, methane, whatever, then transporting that, et cetera, all the way through to essentially to consumers. So we go from the wellhead, our software helps companies manage all of those things from the wellhead all the way through to the city gate.
That's great.
We have 10 major software products across the value chain. We have over 950 upstream customers, major customers, from super majors all the way down to startups. And then we have over 350 midstream and transportation customers.
150, okay. How many employees do you have?
We have over 700 employees. And the majority of our business is in North America.
Yeah.
So it's been all mostly North American based.
And are you in Houston?
Yes, in Houston. We are headquartered in Houston, but we have offices in Calgary, in Dallas, in Denver, in Tampa. Basically anywhere where there's essentially oil and gas operations in North America.
And you live here?
I do.
So. Okay.
I moved to the U.S. from Canada in 1989, and I've been here ever since.
We like here more than Canada?
That's different. I mean, I like the fact that I was able to build a career in the U.S. that was really beneficial. It's the same reason why, your student visa here, you might choose one day to move to the U.S. I moved with my wife in 89, and I've been in software startups and software companies since even before then. So. So I knew that leaving Quebec, I wouldn't have the same software opportunities that there were going to be in the U.S. So it was good. It's been good.
That's good. So your personal background in education, did you do computer science?
Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I took a mix of computer science and business. And so this was...
This perfect fit.
Yeah, but had you asked me then, what do you want to do? I would have never been able to tell you that this would occur.
Computer science is important.
Yes. And I think data science is going to be extremely important. So in the areas, for example, that you're studying right now, you're petroleum engineering, right?
I already finished the 2 years ago.
Okay, so you graduated, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you think about, reserves and declines and things like that, think about the amount of the data sets and the sizes.
Yeah.
Data science, AI, analytics are going to be absolutely the tools of the future for so software. You can't do the job in oil and gas without software supporting it.
So since I'm a still recent grad and mostly hang out with student sections and stuff, so I kind of look at it from student perspective. I'm active with SPE, SPE.
Yeah, sure. Society of Petroleum Engineers,
What advice would you give to incoming generation young students to develop?
Well, I mean, for example, we hire about 80 college grads a year, and we actually put them into our consulting organization to allow them to understand what oil and gas is.
Yeah.
Okay? So to go from the from the theoretical classroom to the practical application of working in customer accounts.
Yeah.
So that's an avenue too. So I would look for internships, or I would look for opportunities inside of, and the nice thing about a software company like this is that you can see many different oil and gas companies. And you might end up at one point saying, oh, I like that oil and gas company, and I'll go there. Or you might stay in the software side. So it's a nice, as opposed to picking one oil and gas company, this allows you to see a lot of the industry.
So,
you know, if you can, I recommend trying to get as much practical application as possible. I would also, if I were graduating with a petroleum engineering degree, I'd maybe go and get a master's in data science. Because I think that combination is going to be unbeatable.
So I'm thinking myself, I'm thinking to go get a degree in computer science.
Yes, either that or, and I would say even if you could, even data science, data analytics, because it's going to really amplify, you know, that first degree that you got.
Well, it's actually my third degree. Because I started mathematics first with a focus in economics and finances.
Oh, wow.
And then you got bachelor's petroleum, master's petroleum. And I'm thinking to get computer science bachelor's.
And when do you stop?
Probably after computer science.
And what do you want to do?
I want to work in the E&P company.
Okay, good. Well, there you go.
I don't know how to start, though.
Well, different ways. So, again, you could start in a software company, for example, and then you get assigned to an E&P company that you go, wow, that's great. And then what happens is that we lose a lot of our team end up working for our customers.
Yeah.
So because they love them so much, they go, wow, it's good. What a great background. This is a really good background.
But thank you. But like the grads that you hire, are they, what majors are they?
So they range. Chem engineering, petroleum engineering, mechanical engineering, computer science, bio.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just
all of that.
You know what? It's not so much at that stage. It's not so much the degree.
Yeah.
It's the person.
It's the person.
It's the ability. You know,
yeah.
It's the DNA of the person. It's their capabilities. So we are very, because a lot of students want to work for them. So we get to select it. We get to pick the best of the group, and so we have certain. So we go into certain schools because we know they got good programs, and we recruit from those schools. But we get to pick the very best from there. And there's no particular, you know, it used to be there used to be a lot of engineering management. Energy management. We used to hire some energy management kids, and then we hired some petroleum engineers, and then we've hired chem engineers, mechanical engineers. Last 2 weeks ago, I taught our new class of NHOTS, our new group, and they were mixed.
Uh-huh. So how do you spot greatness in students? How do you select them?
That's a great question. I think it has to do with their intellectual curiosity. If they ask them, you know, if they're curious about why, you know, like, so in an interview, or for that matter, even salespeople do. Great salespeople can engage and ask the next interesting question, which shows that they're paying attention, they're interested, and they're also searching for more knowledge. This is, for me, I like candidates who are always looking to learn. And, you know, if you're not looking to learn, then you're stagnant. So,
yeah.
To me, it's intellectual curiosity.
Yeah, I feel like the deeper you go, the more you realize how much you need to know.
You need to
and
know,
it's
right?
Just
right.
Never-ending spot, never-ending process.
Right. And it keeps you grounded. It keeps you humble.
Yeah.
Because you realize, I don't know everything. And I need to learn more.
And at the same time, it's important to kind of specialize in sort of like
yeah.
area, because like
you can't be too
360
wide.
Degrees. You need to select at least like 30, 60 degree and go into that field, because there's just way too much stuff.
Right. So to me, I think there's a spark. You know, when you meet somebody and you know there's a chemistry,
uh-huh.
the spark, it's immediate.
Immediate.
And I know I would prefer to hire on DNA in a lot of cases, rather than on pure resume, because I know that the person, if we bring the right person in, they can learn anything they want. Mm-hmm. There's no limit to what they can do.
It's interesting. Yeah, because this is good insight, because I used to think that, like, oh, you need to have, like, this degree, this grades, this experience, this, like, software packages that you know, and only then you can be great.
No.
Because I don't understand how companies spot great students.
No. What is greatness is what we're doing now. This is what greatness is. This is how you engage. This is how you, because then, what are we doing? We're building a relationship. We're building trust. We're understanding each other. We're understanding what your capabilities are. You're learning more about what we do. That's what it's not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know half of what you know in areas of math. But then again, you're going to learn from me a lot of the things that I know and hear, and we're sharing. So that's greatness.
And, you know, I've spoken to, like, other people, and I kind of give advice to students too. And I tell them, like, yeah, computer petroleum engineering industry, oil industry is changing. We get more data stuff, computer skills. So I tell them, like,
yes,
petroleum engineering programs need to utilize more computer science classes.
Yes.
Like, it should be added to curriculum.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's where it should be the next transformation.
So we're starting to place our software in universities.
Uh-huh, good.
We did it. We're doing it at Texas Tech. We put our land software is now in Texas Tech. It's rolling out to the students in the spring semester.
Uh-huh.
But we want to do that. We want to expose them to the real world. This is what you're going to be working on.
I agree. That should be.
Right.
What about North Dakota? Have you heard of North Dakota?
No. Well, I know where it is, but I haven't been to the University of North Dakota yet.
So UND is where I went for my graduate school.
Oh, cool.
It's a recently launched program.
Yeah.
Not recently, like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was actually one of the first graduates of the master's program.
Nice.
And we had a lot of software packages, so I guess we could use the software to...
Sure. I mean, what we did was we said, all right, we're there. So in North America, there are 11, and this is only one of our 10 applications. In North America, there are, I think, 11 or 12 accredited universities for the American Professional Association. Apple.
So, yeah, Apple. Yeah.
Right. So what we did is we selected, there was one of those that had asked us, hey, would you be interested? And so we started with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at doing all of the accredited universities for land.
I know for land, they famous ones are like Colorado Mesa, Oklahoma.
Well, even UT Austin. You've got, you know,
A&M.
University of Calgary is accredited as well. So, but that's a good way to start.
Yeah, good. So who teaches, like, let's say a guy who comes without computer skills, you teach them on the spot, or he's been taught.
No, we put him in a boot camp.
Oh, in a boot camp.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a 3-week intensive boot camp for it's called our NHOT program, New Hire Onboarding Training, and HOT.
Uh-huh. And as with downturn on, like, these cycles, are you affected? Were you affected?
A little less because we have products that are also in midstream and transportation, so it's cyclical.
Okay.
Because you're having upstream, you know, pressure.
Uh-huh.
There's a great the midstream section right now is actually picking up.
Oh,
and so we're, you know, for example, pipelines. We're still doing a lot of pipeline work. We're doing a lot of processing and gathering in midstream. We're doing local distribution software for local distribution companies, software for LNG terminals. That's all growing right now. So upstream might be slow, but that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of balances. And when upstream is booming, that's actually slow. So it's kind of an interesting mix.
And, like, how do you want to advance your company in the next few years? What else you want to build up?
Well, you know, I think probably more of an international presence than we've got right now. So right now, we tend to be North American centric. We've got a lot of software products right now. We'll probably do some more acquisitions. We've done a lot of acquisitions. We'll do some more. And probably, I think establish more international presence would be where we would go.